Earlier this morning, we talked about school bullying, and I mentioned how, if not extinguished, the young bully becomes an older abuser in a variety of ways. My next guest joins us to discuss the danger that person creates on a college campus and ways to prevent becoming a victim of them. He is a personal safety expert who has worked with police departments nationwide. You've also seen him on TV shows such as the History Channel's Modern Marvels, Spike TV's Don't Be a Victim. We say good morning to David Nance. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Good to be here.
David's website, personalsafetyexpert.com. David has a lot of irons in the fire. That's the central point to get you into everything that he's up to, the advice and the insight and the experience that he shares, personalsafetyexpert.com. That's, you know, this is something, a point in life, Dave, I think so many parents overlook when they're sending their kids off to campus. And not to sound sexist, but for the young women in particular, you always think, well, the college has got their back. I can rest because my little girl, my little boy, they're out there in the world on their own. But there's a big but after that.
Yeah, I think there's definitely that attitude with some parents. And they think, you know, campus police will be there to take care of them. And truth of the matter is there's usually only one officer on duty for every 1,000 students. So that's impossible for them to be able to keep 1,000 students safe. And they also, parents have the vision that campuses are completely secure, that they're like a fortress. But the reality is, in addition to administrators, students, and teachers, there's a number of people that come in and out of that campus daily that could pose an issue as well, too. So, yeah, I think for a large part it's often overlooked, and that's what leads to the first 2 months of school creating that, what they call the red zone, where the most injuries and deaths occur because people are caught up in the euphoria of a new campus, a new life, and excitement of all that entails, and they're not thinking about personal safety. They make some bad decisions. They maybe trust some people they shouldn't, and they put themselves in bad situations.
And certainly a college campus, whether it's an outsider cracking in or an insider just being, as I referred to, an abusive attitude. I was reading some background, some ideas and notes about, you know, before we started the segment, and I thought back to the quote from the bank robber, the safe cracker, Willie Sutton. So a reporter asked him, "Hey Willie, why do you always rob banks?" He goes, "Well, because that's where the money is. Why do people do assaults on college campus? Do robberies on college campus? Do abuse on college campus? That's where the opportunity is."
Yeah, that's true, and that's why you see that college-age females are more than 4 times likely to be sexually assaulted than any other age group, and 1 in 5. Are actually sexually assaulted during their college career. So that's roughly 2.4 million women a year that have some sort of incident happen. And that's because, in large part, they're not ready for it. They haven't had a conversation, perhaps, with their parents, or they haven't taken maybe perhaps, I don't know. The reality is that there needs to be more buzz about personal safety. People need to have a personal safety plan, and they need to have a way to protect themselves ultimately. I'm a big advocate of personal alarms, which will draw attention if you're in a dangerous situation. That will perhaps scare off a threat, and as other students may come to your aid. Also, pepper spray, which allows you to protect yourself at a safe distance, put 10 feet between you and that threat, and you can give them a spray and escape to safety. So in addition to making good decisions, it's always good to have a way to protect yourself, because you can do everything right, and a determined attacker may still move forward with the situation. So it's wise to have a way to protect yourself.
Especially, I mean, never mind just any sort of physical assault, or you think of what college students are carrying around with their high-priced electronics, or not even high-priced. I mean, we've seen in New York City subways people get mugged and shot for a stupid iPod.
That is such a good point. I'm in Chicago, and with Northwestern, University of Illinois, Chicago, Loyola. One of the biggest problems they have on campuses are theft of those iPhones. So strangers will come up to them. They'll use a distraction technique. They'll see a student with an iPhone, and they'll ask them for directions or what time it is. The student will look down, you know, to type in an address, and they walk up. When the student looks down, they take the iPhone, and they're off. So, yeah, absolutely. And in addition to that, besides from them wanting to steal it, they're also not present because the student's thinking about what's going on that iPhone or the other end of it, and, you know, not present in their situation. It makes them a soft target. Something like you said before, criminals are looking to tap into the areas which may have the least resistance and the most opportunity, and that helps them have that opportunity.
I'm a personal safety expert, David Nance. His website, the obvious, personalsafetyexpert.com, and you're listening to Issues and ideas. You mentioned pepper spray, David. Is that something that's legal in all states? And is there a difference between pepper spray and mace?
Great question. Yes, it is now legal in all 50 states. Pepper spray is. Mace is CN, tear gas. Mace just basically causes your eyes to tear up, causes some sneezing. But pepper spray, the advantage is it works on those which don't feel pain. So if someone's under the influence of drugs or alcohol or emotionally disturbed, pepper spray is still effective because it slams their eyes shut. If you get pepper sprays in your eyes, it's an inflammatory agent, and you cannot keep your eyes open. So you take away your threat or your attacker's vision, gives you a huge opportunity and the ability to escape to safety. So that is the big advantage. If given the choice, you want to go with pepper spray every time.
Now, is pepper spray a layperson's? I make my own hot sauce at home. I've worked with jalapenos, habanero peppers, and I made a mistake one time. I rubbed my eye after working with the peppers, and man, oh man, that's just something you never want to experience. Is that basically what pepper spray does? That sort of pain and basically paralyzes your eyes for all intents and purposes.
Exactly, but it's 67 times stronger than hot sauce. Same exact, comes from the same thing, oleoresin capsicum, the natural oil extracted from organic peppers. But in to measure in strength, hot sauce measures 0.02 major capsaicinoids. Pepper spray measures 1.33.
Okay.
Bear spray goes up to 100 times hotter at 2.0, so you don't want to get that in your eyes. Put it in the bad guy's eyes.
Absolutely. Well, that's important, too, with these tools, these self-defense tools, how you use it and how you're – basically, you have to, the young person has to put themselves into the mindset of always being ready to use that, as opposed to, like, the stereotypical trying to fumble for your keys in the dark. That's just not going to work.
You're right, Chris. You have to be ready. It should be in your hand when you're walking by yourself across campus. You know, even when you're in common areas of a dorm room, if you're in a building and you walk into a study hall or the laundry room and you're by yourself, it should be close by, because a lot of these incidents and assaults take place in common areas where students are alone. So you have to be prepared.
I want to mention another website, too. It's SaberRed.com to get more info about the pepper sprays and various other personal safety items. We have these links over at our website, of course, too, but SaberRed.com to get a better idea. And before, if they haven't left already, Mom and Dad, to better equip your kids when they go off to college, there's some very useful tools and information, by the way, that you'll get over there. And speaking, you know, surfing online, David, not to neg out on college campuses altogether, a lot of these colleges do make a lot of tips and ideas. Many times I think they've referred to people such as yourself for safety ideas and to know the campus, know where the cops are, know where the local police station is. So when trouble comes, you know, make your plan of escape or rescue.
Yeah, there are a lot of universities are doing a good job during freshman orientation, talking about those specific things. And as parents listening, I would just encourage you to tell your student that that's an important part of their college career. You know, everyone wants, you know, you want to have a safe and incredible experience. You have a safety mindset. That in and of itself may go a long way towards discouraging a potential threat. You know, they're going to focus on a soft target, someone that's not present, someone that looks like it would be easy for them to take advantage of. So if you have the proper body language and the awareness about you, that in and of itself will go a long way. And it starts by paying attention during that freshman orientation week and taking those safety talks seriously.
And not to oversimplify everything, but secure yourself, secure your stuff, and that'll be a good positive start at least. And the awareness will come quickly over time as your son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter, whatever the case may be, gets more acclimated to their new surroundings and learn more about personal safety items such as pepper spray and alarms, SaberRed.com. Learn more about personal safety overall and the work of David Nance, his many appearances, and all the times he offers his great insight, personalsafetyexpert.com. David Nance, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Great to be here, Chris. Thank you.